Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fix That Shit A Couple's Guide to Getting Past the Sticky Stuff, by motivational speaker Chantal Hyde, is a practical relationship self-help book focused on the emotional residue that builds up between partners over time. Rather than treating conflict as a purely communication problem, the book frames recurring fights, shutdowns, and resentment as signs of unresolved triggers, insecurities, and unspoken expectations that keep sticking to the relationship. Hyde positions this book as a continuation of her earlier work on choosing partners wisely and preventing small issues from turning into major fractures. Shifting here to what couples can do once patterns are already entrenched, the overall purpose is to help readers recognize the predictable cause and effect behind their arguments, understand how ego and defensiveness escalate standoffs, and adopt simple tools that reduce emotional intensity so constructive conversation becomes possible. The approach is motivational in tone and oriented toward action, aiming to help couples move from repeating the same cycle to building steadier trust, self-awareness, and day-to-day harmony. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the sticky stuff and why it keeps returning. A central idea in the book is that many relationship blow-ups are not really about the surface topic, such as chores, texting, money, or time, but about sticky stuff underneath emotional baggage, unresolved hurt, insecurity, and triggers that have never been processed. When those underlying drivers remain unaddressed, couples can resolve a single incident yet still find themselves reliving the same argument structure. Hyde emphasizes identifying what is actually being activated inside each person, because couples often mistake intensity for importance and then argue harder about the wrong thing. In that frame, recurring conflict becomes information. It points to patterns like fear of abandonment, fear of not being valued, or mistrust formed by earlier experiences, whether inside or outside the current relationship. By labeling these forces clearly, partners can stop treating each disagreement as a new emergency and start treating it as a repeatable sequence with identifiable inputs. The practical value is that once the underlying sticky elements are named, it becomes easier to choose a different response, avoid stacking old pain onto new events, and begin clearing the accumulated emotional backlog that fuels escalation. Secondly, cause and effect thinking to break the conflict loop. Hyde is repeatedly praised for laying out relationship dynamics in a clear cause and effect style. That approach helps couples move away from blaming stories and toward seeing the mechanics of what happens during tension. Instead of focusing only on who is right, partners are guided to observe what each reaction reliably produces in the other person. For example, criticism can trigger defensiveness. Defensiveness can trigger pursuit, and pursuit can trigger withdrawal, creating a loop that feels personal but is actually patterned. Cause and effect thinking also encourages responsibility without shame. Each person can ask what they are doing that makes the next predictable step more likely. This is especially helpful for couples who feel stuck in standoffs, where both sides dig in and protect their ego. By mapping sequences, couples can identify leverage points where a small shift, such as changing timing, tone, or assumptions, prevents a familiar cascade. The result is not a promise of instant agreement, but a method for reducing repeated damage. The more partners understand the relationship as a system with feedback, the more options they have to interrupt fights early and choose behaviors that produce closeness instead of distance. Thirdly, emotional regulation and hacking the stress response. Another key theme is that productive problem solving is hard when the body is in threat mode. The book draws on general insights from social sciences to encourage readers to understand how stress and emotion affect perception, memory, and communication. In practice, this means that a couple can have the right intentions and still fail if they try to resolve charged issues while anxious, flooded, or defensive. Hyde pushes readers toward self-awareness, first noticing physiological cues, recognizing when insecurity is driving interpretation, and understanding how quickly people assign meaning to a partner's behavior. The goal is to calm the internal intensity so that conversations can be less reactive and more accurate. Readers report using the advice to reduce anxiety and insecurities, which implies an emphasis on tools that shift mindset and reduce emotional escalation. This matters because the sticky stuff is often reinforced by repeated episodes of high-stress communication, where each partner leaves feeling unheard and more certain of their narrative. By prioritizing regulation, couples can slow down the interaction, stop fueling fear-based assumptions, and create the conditions where empathy and accountability can actually land. Fourthly, ego, standoffs, and rebuilding real partnership. Hyde explicitly addresses the relationship standoff problem moments where both partners lock into pride, demand the other person move first, or treat compromise as defeat. The book frames these ego battles as costly because they convert a relationship into a contest, making repair feel risky. When partners lead with ego, even small issues can become symbolic struggles about respect, power, or worth. A practical takeaway is that shifting out of standoff requires seeing the shared objective protecting the relationship rather than winning the point. This can involve changing how partners interpret conflict, from a sign of incompatibility to a signal that something needs attention and care. The book encourages taking the lead in healthier behavior rather than waiting for the other person to change first. A point echoed in reader reactions that emphasized changing yourself so the relationship can improve. This does not mean accepting poor treatment, but it does mean being willing to drop performative toughness and choose actions that de-escalate. Over time, this stance supports trust building because partners become more predictable in repair efforts and less likely to use conflict as a way to assert dominance or control. Lastly, everyday practices that strengthen gratitude and trust beyond handling blowups. The book emphasizes everyday mindset and behavioral choices that reduce the buildup of new sticky stuff. Reviewers frequently mention increased gratefulness and an improved mentality, suggesting that Hyde encourages deliberate attention to what is working in the relationship and in oneself. In many couples, negativity bias takes over partners' track disappointments more vividly than contributions, which makes resentment easy to accumulate. By strengthening gratitude and self-awareness, couples can shift the emotional baseline, making conflicts less likely to feel catastrophic. This is also relevant for trust issues and insecurity, where the mind scans for threat and interprets neutral events as danger. When partners practice appreciation and more reality-based interpretation, they create more emotional safety, which in turn supports better communication. The practical orientation of the book suggests tools that readers can apply repeatedly rather than one-time insights. To E, such practices help couples maintain connection between hard conversations, reduce the urge to keep score, and reinforce the idea that the relationship is a shared project. This, in that sense, clearing sticky stuff is not only about processing the past, but also about preventing fresh residue through daily choices that promote respect, warmth, and steadier attachment, or feeling blocked by anxiety, insecurity, and mistrust. It can also work well for individuals who want to improve how they show up in relationships. Since the book strongly emphasizes self-awareness and taking responsibility for the parts you can change, readers can expect practical benefits such as learning to name triggers more accurately, reducing emotional escalation, and moving from ego-driven standoffs toward calmer repair attempts. Intellectually, the value comes from viewing conflict as a predictable process with causes and effects rather than as proof that a partner is simply wrong or uncaring. Compared with many relationship books that focus mainly on communication scripts, Hyde places notable emphasis on the emotional baggage underneath the scripts and on regulating the inner experience that determines whether any conversation goes well. Its motivational tone and straightforward framing can make it accessible for couples who feel overwhelmed by more academic texts, while still encouraging informed reflection about how mind and body shape behavior. What helps it stand out is its focus on clearing the accumulated sticky residue before it becomes destructive, offering a direct, action-oriented path from recurring conflict to more consistent connection. If you would like to support Chantal Hyde, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.